Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on a cool afternoon here in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. James Ethan Clark is back with us today to talk to us not only about his love of music and what it's been like to share with all of you, but also, of course, he's celebrating something very special coming up. His new album will be released next week. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the project and, of course, listen to some music from the album, a single called God Knows When. James, good afternoon, and welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Cyrus. It's good to be back.
Well, look, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I've, of course, like other people, have been able to stay in contact with you on Facebook and Twitter. But so, you know, kind of talk to us about this experience. You're gearing up for the big release next week. James, what has it been like for you as you have been able to not only to create this music, but now, of course, to be able to share it with all of us?
Well, I tell you, it's been a roller coaster so far. I think the last time we talked was prior to me actually taking the record on. I think, when did we speak last? I think it was December of 2011.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So in the beginning of 2012, I was kind of twiddling my thumbs. I was ready to put down these songs that I've been writing for a while. And so I finally just bit the bullet and said, okay, I'm going to go to Nashville, and I'm going to cut this record, and I'm going to get it done. And that's exactly what I did. Last May, I called up some friends and went in the studio and got it done in 5 days.
Wow.
It was a whirlwind, but I couldn't have asked for better guys to play with and a better experience with studio time. And, you know, that was the fun part. And then the hard work comes after that.
Exactly.
So the past year, basically, gearing up for next week's release date, I've been doing a whole lot of work trying to promote it, trying to get all of my ducks in a row and getting everything lined up to have the best kind of release date possible.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, as with anyone who, you know, Tuesdays I think are big days for recording artists as well as authors these days, because they're authors, that's their big release date as well. One thing that has definitely made it, I think, you know, a process where you can really reach the masses, James, is the internet. Talk to us about how you have been able to utilize that. As I said, you're on sites like Reverb Nation, John, you know, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. How have they helped you in being able to not only to find fans, but to be able to pick up new ones along the way too?
Well, it's funny you mentioned Reverb Nation. I played a music festival in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, back in February. I played two shows for the Millennium Music Conference, and I ended up meeting the co-founder of Reverb Nation, and he, you know, we met and we started talking about music, and next thing you know, we're talking over email, and on the week of the single release, which I think we'll hear soon, he made me a featured artist on the homepage of Reverb Nation. So that was a huge boost as far as social media goes. So that's just one instance of how it's helped me. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, you know, those things have helped too. But definitely meeting Lou Piana from Reverb Nation was a huge boost.
Yeah. So for you then, I'm curious, James, you know, this is such an odd business, and I've been, you know, it's one of those things too, even doing what we do here, it's always interesting because you're able to do something that you love and you're passionate about, but then there is the business of it that sometimes can take the fun out of it. How do you keep the business and the promotion and that part from taking the joy out of what you do love, which is the writing and the sharing?
That is a difficult thing to balance. You know, the music and the fun part, you know, that is, it's very euphoric to be able to write and to share the music, just like you said. The business side is tough, but as long as I keep myself level-headed and grounded as much as possible and keep the people around me, you know, at the same place, I think that having that balance is a little bit easier. There are times that it gets tough, but, you know, again, it just comes back to balance with everything.
Right.
You know, not taking on certain things, taking on smaller gigs that, you know, you just have to do, you know, taking on bigger gigs that you're afraid to do, you know, sending the right email, doing, you know, certain things that you have to do, some things you might not want to do, but you need to do, you know, it's all a business. And I, for one, am not a business person. I'm lucky to have people in my life that are business minded. So that helps tremendously. But yeah, you know, it's hard to explain. It's tough. You know, it's just like you said, it's a business.
Right, right. Then there definitely is that balance there. And I think a lot of people, regardless of what their profession, they have to deal with that same thing. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist James Ethan Clark is back with us. We're talking to him not only about the music that he has been able to share with the world through social media, but a very big day that's coming up for him next week. And that is the release of his upcoming project, Southern Hotel. And as you mentioned, we're going to be listening to a single from that project, God Knows When. Talk to us about the name of the album. How did it come about?
Okay, so the album Southern Hotel. I grew up in North Carolina, and there was a certain town that I spent a good amount of time in where there was an old abandoned hotel, and it's called the Southern Hotel. And I was passing it one day, and I snapped a photo of it because I thought it looked really cool, and I was slipping through my phone looking at these pictures, and I saw that, and I was like, man, that's the album title. That's it. And so I did some research on it, and, you know, the title Southern Hotel, you know, just the two words itself, Southern and Hotel, it's kind of like Southern hospitality. You know, you think of the South, and you think of, you know, comfort food and sweet tea and, you know, just warm, kind people. And then you think of, you know, hospitality and the hotel and you know, and the place Southern Hotel is in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and it's a very small town, but it's a very warm town. And my music, I would like to think that in a way is relatable, or in other words, comforting, in the way that it's received by people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it kind of stuck. And it just, I could relate it to the music. And, you know, I thought about having, you know, a title track for the record and all that. But then when I saw that Southern Hotel, I said, boom, that's it. You know, it just hit me.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think, and I like that. I mean, I like the story behind them. You know, I think we are always interested in the stories. And, you know, and it definitely makes it more interesting, I think, for the project. Did you find that, just when you look at your body of work overall, Ethan, do you find that this is just, this is who you are at your core, that you're an individual who really likes to bring people into their space with music?
Right.
And I think that in itself is something I think that is inviting. I think that invites people to say, you know what, this is something that I can, you know, can turn on and just leave, you know, because it is kind of that, as you mentioned, with the South, we have comfort food. You know, we have some music that we can do that. We can turn on and then, of course, just let it go and, you know, and just enjoy it from beginning to end. So the single that we are going to be listening to here is God Knows When. Talk to us about the single.
Well, the single's called God Knows When, as you said. I wrote it a few years back, and it started off as just this little blues jingle that I had in my head, and I didn't have any words for it. And I think I heard Tom Petty talk about a song that he wrote one time. He had the lyrics for it, and he just sat down and just sang it, and that ended up being the last lyrics for it, and that was exactly it. I just sat down, and I said, well, I'm just going to kind of mumble some words and sing it and see what happens, and that's exactly what happened. But it's kind of a song about, you know, not really knowing where the direction is in your life and, you know, knowing somebody or putting yourself in that position where you don't know where you are and somebody comes along and they're like, hey, you know what, get yourself up off the street, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and do something with your life because, you know, we've got a lot to live in this life and let's make the best out of it.
Gotcha. Well, since we have you here with us, James, why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
Well, this is the single from my upcoming freshman debut of Southern Hotel. This is God Knows When.
Mm-hmm.
there you have God Knows When from the upcoming project Southern Hotel, right here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. It's by James Ethan Clark. He's making his second appearance here on the program. We've been talking to him not only about, of course, being able to create the music that he loves and the process that went into creating Southern Hotel, but also what it's like for him to share it with all of you, especially online, as a lot of you people are able to get your music that way. So, you know, for you, James, you know, when you think about the end result, you know, when you look at, you know, when the album is done, it's where you want it to be, where you're excited about people being able to listen to it. When people do listen to the album, what do you hope they take away from it?
What I hope people take away from it is that it's relatable. They can rely on the lyrics to come across as understandable. Because when I try to write, most of the time I write with my heart on my sleeve. I think, like you said earlier, I try to hold nothing back and try to invite people as much as possible into my world. Most of the songs that I've written are not necessarily autobiographical, but they have been instances of my life in a certain way. So with this record, I hope that when people hear it, they can hear it and they can be like, oh, yeah, I totally get that. Or they can listen to, you know, like, they'll hear that song and they'll feel pumped. You know, they'll be like, all right, I'm going to go work out now or something. Or, you know, there are some slower songs on the record that are, you know, maybe about heartbreak or about losing family or growing apart from someone that's dear to you, that, you know, they can relate to it and think, okay, you know what, maybe I should pick up the phone and call that person. Or maybe I should call my mom and tell them I love her or that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I have to imagine that, you know, when you're able to put so much into a project, that when you hear the response back, the people get it, that is just, you know, icing on the cake for you. And, of course, next week Southern Hotel will be available for the world to be able to enjoy.
Right.
So I know our listeners will be able to get it, especially online, because that seems to be the way a lot of people are getting their music these days.
Yeah.
How can they stay in contact with you, James, though, and be able to connect with you, you know, stay updated on upcoming projects and gigs, as well as how can they get the album next week?
Well, firstly, you can keep up with all of my social media at jamesethanclark.com. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in James Ethan Clark. On Twitter, you can find me at James Ethan Clark. I'm on Instagram at James Ethan Clark. I'm on Tumblr at James Ethan Clark. I'm on Reverb Nation. It's reverbnation.com/James Ethan Clark. I will also have on iTunes the full record. And CMJ will actually be giving a free download beginning April 1st for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So you can find that on cmj.com. Right now you can download God Knows When, which is the track you just heard, for free on my Reverb Nation site. So you can go to reverbnation.com/James Ethan Clark and download that for free.
You know, I laugh, James, because, you know, I think I love it when it's very simple. I'm a simple guy, and when you can just remember one thing, you know, and go to everything, I think that definitely helps people out. So we appreciate your doing that. James Ethan Clark,
I try to make it
definitely
as easy as possible.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I tell you, these days, I mean, because, you know, there are so many ways, of course, to connect. And so if we can just remember that one thing, James Ethan Clark, we'll be all good. So, guys, make sure you look for Southern Hotel coming out next week. But right now, you can get God Knows When for free, as James mentioned, of course, on his Reverb Nation page. Just go to Reverb Nation James Ethan Clark there and be able to get it. So, you know, the last question, and I mentioned this to you before we went on here, you know, James, we always try to leave our listeners with something that they can be able to take into their own lives. Maybe they're not recording artists. Maybe they're, you know, not going to be authors. But whatever their passion is, based on your own experience, what would you say to them about the importance of not only recognizing that passion, but never letting go of it?
What I try to tell people, whether it be, you know, writing, painting, dancing, singing, you know, it's just to keep trying. You know, it's a cliche to say, but it's the truth. If you love what you do enough and you want it enough, then don't give up, you know, under any circumstance. You know, with everything you do, you know, you just got to give it 200% every time that you go to write something or pick up the paintbrush. And I think what I've learned over the past is to not give up on yourself, because when you know give up on yourself from experience, it kind of sucks. You know,
exactly.
So it's not good to give up on yourself. So keep your chin up, and like I said, if you love what you do, then just keep at it, and make sure you keep smiling and keep laughing and make other people happy around you, because that'll make you happy too, I think.
Exactly. Totally agree with that, man. Totally agree with that. Well, James, congratulations to you, not only on, you know, the single God Knows When, but, of course, on Southern Hotel as well. You know, I love it when individuals are able to do what they love and to be able to see the rewards of that. And just completing the album is, I think, that is that first icing on the cake. And now, of course, prepping for the world to be able to enjoy it next week, that definitely has to be just a little something extra. So congratulations again, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Same here, Cyrus. It was good to talk to you.
Hey, same here. Again, James Ethan Clark, everyone. Make sure you guys do check him out at jamesethanclark.com. You can find him all over the place on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Instagram, all just by his name, James Ethan Clark. To make it easy for you guys, we actually tagged him on our Facebook and Twitter page, so you can be able to find him from our page. Just go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb or facebook.com/CyrusWeb, and there you'll find the link to be able to listen to this conversation if you came in late and missed part of it, or you can actually just click on James's name there and be able to go to his page as well. Make sure you follow him on Twitter like we're doing, and also his fan page as well. Make sure you check it out there as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.